Isaiah chapter 50, we're going to look at verses 4 and 5.
以赛亚书五十章，我们要一同来看第四和第五节。
Isaiah chapter 50, beginning in verse 4. The Lord has given me, referring to Christ, the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back.
以赛亚书五十章第四节开始，主耶和华赐我，这里指的是耶稣基督受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
And if you could turn to the book of Matthew 28, chapter 28.
然后请大家一同来看马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew 28, we're going to look at verses 16 to 20.
马太福音二十八章，我们要一同来读十六到二十节。
So Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 16. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful.And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
马太福音二十八章十六节开始，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
So have just a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些的祷告。
Lord, we do come and we look to you this morning.
主，早上我们要来到您的面前，来注目仰望你。
Lord, we realize that only God can reveal God.
我们知道唯有神能够把神启示出来。
But we take comfort that it is your desire to reveal yourself.
我们何等呢？感到安慰，因为你要把你的儿子启示出来。
And thank you for giving us your Spirit that does works to reveal Christ to us.
我们也感谢你把圣灵赐给我们，能够把基督启示出来。
So Lord, we do take, ask that you would take even what's spoken today and reveal yourself.
所以主啊，愿借着今天我们所要讲的，你能够来把自己启示出来。
Lord, you would use even these weak human words, but you would reveal the Almighty Christ to us.
借着我们人所能说的这寥寥几句话，主，愿你把那大能的主耶稣基督启示出来。
And open our ears to hear you, and open our eyes to see you.
愿你打开我们的耳朵，也打开我们的眼，让我们能够听你所说的，来亲眼见你。
And to your faithful hands we commit ourselves.
我们要把自己交托在您那信实的手中。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning my burden is really to speak of being disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以早上我心中的负担是要来讲到我们要做基督耶稣的门徒。
What does it mean to be a disciple?
那到底做门徒是什么意思呢？
So first we need to understand what a disciple is.
所以我们首先要明白什么是门徒。
And the term disciple comes from the biblical Greek word mathetes.
那门徒这个词来自于圣经上的一个希腊字叫 mathetes.
And this generally means one that's engaged in learning through instruction from another, a pupil or an apprentice.
那这是讲到一个来靠着别人的指教学习的人，就是一个学生或一个学徒。
But the word also carries this connotation of intentional learning by inquiry and observation.
那所以这个词它也同样包含了这样的内涵，就是我们要借着提问和观察来有心的求学。
Now, disciples in the time that Jesus lived were those that left all, they left their homes, they left their jobs to follow a teacher or a rabbi.
所以在主耶稣的那个时候，一个门徒就是指他们放下了自己的所有而去来跟从一个教师，一个犹太的师傅。
And they would travel with them, they would live with them, and they were seeking not just academic knowledge.
他们要与他们同行同住，不是只是为了寻求这个知识和道理。
But they left all because they wanted to observe their ways, and they wanted to come into all their behavior and their character.
那他们抛弃了所有，是为了能够来与他们同住，来真正的观察他们的行事为人，他所行的道路，他所做的。
Now when we hear the word disciple, too often we think of just the original initial 12 disciples.
当我们太常听到这个门徒的时候，我们以为只是说那最初的十二个门徒。
And the question is, do we see ourselves as disciples?
但问题是，我们是否也把自己当作门徒？
Now the English word itself comes from a Latin word, discipulus.
那英文 disciple 是来自于一个拉丁的词 disciplus,
and that means learner or follower, and I'll get back to it in a little bit.
那这个词它的意思就是一个跟随者或一个学习的人。
Now if you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and if you've accepted Him as your Savior, you are called to be a disciple of Christ.
如果我们是信主的，如果我们认识了他，接受了他的话，我们被呼召就是要来做主的门徒。
And true disciples are in fact lifelong learners, and they learn by following.
那真正的门徒是一生来跟随主的人，他们是借着跟随主来学习的。
If you remember when Jesus called the disciples, the original 12 disciples, as he went to each one, he said, "Follow me."
如果大家记得主是如何呼召那起初的十二个门徒的话，他就到每一个人的面前来对他们说：“来跟从我吧。”
This was a new way of life he was leading them into.
他要带这十二门徒进入的是那个新的生命。
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣就是道路、真理和生命。
So as Christians, we are to leave our old way of living and to walk in the way in the newness of this life.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该抛下自己老的生命，而能够在这新的生命的里边，在真理的里边来活出那个生命。
Now this does not mean that we all leave our jobs and we go to some developing country to preach the word of God.
这不是说我们要放下自己的工作，到那些发展中的国家去来宣扬主的福音。
Unless the Lord has called you to do that.
当然，除非主如此的呼召你去做。
But it does mean that we are to.Look to the Lord, and perhaps there are changes in our occupations or changes in our family life we are to make in order to be the disciples that He has called us to be.
但他所说的是，我们要来向主来仰望来寻求，也许会在我们的生活或者我们职业当中带来一些的改变，让我们才能够真正的来跟随他。
We see in three of the four Gospels that Jesus actually says to His disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
那我们也看到在三本福音书当中主有这样来说到说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我
Jesus' call is to follow him no turning back
主耶稣向着我们的呼召是来跟随他不要回头
Now following someone indicates movement it indicates moving forward
那如果说讲到要跟从某个人的话那要有一个行动要跟着他往前走
We are not to lie stagnant, but we are to always be moving forward in Christ.
我们不能够在这里坐着不动，而是要在基督的里面跟着他一直往前走。
The Lord desires us to grow from being little children to sons, and corporately He wants to make us into the bride of Christ.
主耶稣希望我们不是只是一个小孩，而能够长大成为他的儿子，团体当中能够做基督的心腹。
He desires for us to be those that rule and reign with Him.
他盼望我们能够做那与他能够同作王掌权的。
Now remember, a disciple is a lifelong learner and a follower of Jesus Christ.
那大家记得刚才讲到门徒，就是说要做一生的学习的人，并且要做基督耶稣的跟随者。
A disciple is one whose heart is fully surrendered to the Lord.
一个门徒，他的心是向着主耶稣基督完全降服了的。
I was reminded of this verse that the young people actually focused on at the winter retreat.
这就提醒我在冬令会的时候，年轻人们他们所关注的一节圣经。
Proverbs 23:26, which says, "Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes delight in my ways."
就在箴言的23:26那里讲到，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Now in our opening verse in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, we see Jesus as the Son of Man was the disciple of his father.
那刚才我们在开篇的时候读到的以赛亚书50章第4节那里，看到主耶稣神的儿子，他也是他父的门徒。
This verse speaks of Jesus and actually prophesies of him and his father giving him the tongue of a disciple.
那这里讲到的主耶稣是在预言当中讲到他的时候，说他的父赐给他受教者，也就是门徒的舌头。
And how his father awakened him every morning to have the ear to listen as a disciple.
并且父每早晨要提醒他，使他有受教者，就是门徒的耳朵。
Jesus not only told us the way, he showed us the way.
主耶稣不仅把这个道路告诉我们，并且他自己就显示活出那条路。
And when Jesus came and he walked on this earth, in John chapter 12 and in verses 49 and 50, we see what his heart, this heart of a disciple.
当主耶稣来到这地上的时候，我们看到在约翰福音12章49到50节那里讲到一个门徒他的心是怎样的。
Jesus said, I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me commandment. What to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me.
主就在那里说到，我没有凭自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
Earlier in chapter 8 of John, he actually told us he did nothing on his own initiative.
那之前在约翰福音第八章，主也告诉他，他没有一件事是出于自己做的。
But he did all things to please the Father.
他所做的一切事都是为了讨父的喜悦。
This is his life, and this is his life in us, the life of a disciple.
那这是他的生命，也是他今天活在我们里边的生命，就是一个门徒的生命。
Now the Lord Jesus' charge to his disciples was also to go into all nations and make disciples.
如果大家记得刚才我们读到主对门徒们的吩咐是让他们去，使万民做他的门徒。
It's a very familiar verse to us. We often use it when we're talking about evangelism or preaching the gospel.
那这个经节大家都很熟悉，但我们用到的时候常常是讲到要来传福音。
And this is a call to evangelize and to speak the good news to those who have not heard.
是的，这个讲到的可能是一个传福音的呼召，要向着那些不信主的人来讲传福音。
But we remember that believing is just the beginning. And our call is to be those that become disciples and are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们记得这个信福音只不过是开始，而我们所被召是要来一生跟随主，要做基督的门徒。
Now you notice the Lord doesn't say, okay, go make and teach or make disciple, or I'm sorry, he says make disciples. He doesn't say, go make evangelists, go make teachers, go make preachers, go make song leaders.
但是如果记得话，主说是要去让万民做他的门徒，而不是说去让万民做教师、做领师的、做敬拜的等等。
He tells us to go and make disciples of Christ.
他让我们去是让万民来做基督的门徒。
Now in Ephesians 4:11, we see that the Lord does appoint those that are preachers. He appoints evangelists. He appoints teachers.
那我们也看到在以弗所书四章十一节那里，主也指派了那些有做先知的、传福音的、教师、牧师等等。
And he does, and he gives us prophets, and he does this all for the equipping of the saints and the building up of the body of Christ.
那主如此做是为要成全众圣徒，建立基督的身体。
But all of us, always as disciples, were to be lifelong learners.
但我们作为门徒的要来做一生的跟随者，一生的学习者。
And we're to bring others to Christ to be those that also follow Christ.
那我们也当把众人带到主的面前，让他们能够来跟随基督。
And as we do that, he equips and he appoints members of his body for the building up and the encouragement of the body of Christ.
当我们如此做的时候，他要把诸般的恩赐赐给弟兄姐妹，让位置是要来成全众圣徒，来建立基督的身体。
As disciples, we are those that are always seeking to be where the master is.
那作为门徒的话，我们也要常常的来寻求我们的师父在哪里。
To be in his presence.
要与师父同在。
So interesting, when he calls us, he doesn't give us a lot of instructions and things to keep.
很奇妙的就是当他们来呼召，当主来呼召我们的时候，他没有让我们有很多的指示要我们这样做那样做。
He simply says, follow him.
他只是简单的说来跟从我吧。
You know, when two of John the Baptist's followers heard John say, behold the Lamb of God.
那有两个来跟随施洗约翰的门徒，他们当时听到约翰说看那神的羔羊。
They turned and they started to follow Jesus.
他们就转过来跟随主耶稣。
And when Jesus noticed them following, he turned and he said, what do you seek?
那当主耶稣发现他们来跟随他的时候，他就转过身问他们说你们要什么。
And they said, Rabbi or teacher, where are you staying?
他们就说拉比在哪里住。
And Jesus said to them, come and see.
耶稣就说你们来看。
And this is what we are also to tell others. Come and see.
那这也是我们当告诉别人的，你们来看。
So they went.
所以他们就去。
And they saw where Jesus was staying, and then they stayed with him.
他们看主住在哪里，就与他同住一天。
Now it was not the place where Jesus was staying. It was not that that was special. It wasn't some place that was grand or glorious.
不是说主住的那个地方，那个场所有多么的宏大，有多么的富丽堂皇。
It was probably quite humble. We saw that the Lord's means on this earth were always very humble.
也许他所住的那个地方其实是非常的简陋。我们看到主在地上的时候，他是一个非常谦卑的形象。
He often didn't have a place to lay his head.
甚至他都没有枕头的地方。
But what was special was, and what they saw, is that the Lord, the Messiah, was there present.
但他们所看到那不同的就是那主耶稣，那个弥赛亚在哪里。
And that is where they wanted to be.
那是他们所想要在的地方。
A disciple is one that always seeks to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus.
门徒们总是想要在主耶稣所在的地方。
To be with him where he is.
与主同在。
You know, I think often we ask the Lord to come along with us.
常常我们要求主来到我们所在的地方。
And by his grace and his love, he does come with us.
借着他的恩典和他的爱，他确实来与我们同在。
But we're asking him to come where we want to go. We're asking him to bless our plans.
但我们是要主到我们所要去的地方，要主来祝福我们自己的计划和安排。
But do we go where Jesus wants us to go?
但我们是否也去到主让我们所去的地方？
Do we allow him to change our plans and redirect sometimes our schedule?
我们是否是允许主来指示，来改变我们自己的计划和安排？
Or perhaps the job that he wants us to take or the school he wants us to go to was not exactly what we thought.
也许他让我们所接触的工作，他让我们去到的学校，并不是我们所想要去的。
But is it the place that makes me better able to be a disciple of Christ?
但那个地方是不是能够让我在基督里做更好的门徒的地方呢？
In all things, the Lord wants us to be there with him.
在凡事各处，主都是想让我们在那里与他同在。
And to be with Jesus means to go where he is going and where he is leading and not just trying to take him where we want to go.
那跟随主是说要去往他所带领我们去的地方，而不是说把主带到抓到我们想去的地方。
To follow him, his goals, his desires, and not my goals.
来跟随他，来跟随他的旨意，他的目的，而不是我们自己的目的。
You know, when we live in the presence of the Lord Jesus, his promise to us and his word to us is that he will transform us from glory to glory.
当我们能够活在主的同在当中，来跟随他的时候，他向我们的应许就是他要我们转变，荣上加荣。
So as we go into this new year, may we be disciples that are following the Lord Jesus wherever he goes.
所以愿我们在新年当中能够来做主的门徒，愿意跟随他去他所去之处。
That is the heart of a disciple.
那是一个门徒的心愿。
So today, with the remaining time we have, I'd really like to look at three thoughts of being a disciple.
那借着下面的时间，我想要来看如何来做门徒，从三个方面。
First is a disciple is one that considers himself a bond servant.
那第一个就是门徒是把自己当做奴仆的人。
Second, we'll talk a little bit about a disciple is one that understands the value of discipline.
那第二，我们要讲到一个门徒，他是懂得管教的价值的。
And third, a disciple answers the call to be those that watch and pray.
那第三个就讲到门徒他们要来接受主让我们来观察来祷告的呼召，来精心祷告的呼召。
First, this thought about a disciple looks at himself as a bondservant.
那第一个，门徒看自己是为主的奴仆的人。
In Greek, the word for bondservant is doulos.
在希腊文当中这个奴仆的词是 doulos.
And I always remember this word because years ago, a dear brother who worked in a business that served others, he had badges with doulos on it made for all the employees.
那我之所以如此清晰地记得这个词，是因为在多年之前有一个在服务业工作的弟兄，他就给所有的员工做了一门胸针，胸针的上面就写的是这个词 doulos.
It expressed their position as being those in service to whoever to all of their customers, but it also was an expression and an opportunity to talk about the Lord Jesus and what it meant to be a bondservant.
那这个胸针不仅表明了就是这些在服务业从事的人向着他们的客户他们自己所处的这个身份是什么同时也表达出了这个在主的里边他们所表现出来这个生命是如何
So a bondservant is one that's owned by another They really have nothing of their own
那一个奴仆是被他的主人所拥有的他们自己没有任何的事物
Even their time belongs to their master
甚至他们的时间都是属于他们的主人的
Webster's Dictionary defines bondservant as one that is bound to service without wages.
那韦氏字典就对奴仆下了这样的定义，就是一个人来无偿的服侍。
So a bondservant is one that wakes up every morning and seeks to know and do the will and desire of his master.
那一个奴仆就是每天早上醒来了之后，他所要寻求的就是该如何的服侍他的主人，做主人想让他做的事。
And a disciple of the Lord Jesus views himself as a bondservant.
一个主的门徒看自己是为主做奴仆的。
Now this thought of bondservant, all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 15 and Exodus 21, the Lord shows us this picture of bondservant.
那早在申命记15章和出埃及记21章那里，主就为我们描述了一幅，描绘了一幅如何做奴仆的图画。
Deuteronomy, Chapter 15, beginning verse 12, he says, If your kinsman, a Hebrew, is sold to you, then you shall serve 6 years, or he shall serve you 6 years, but in the seventh year, you shall set him free.
在申命记15章12节那里讲到说，你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人或希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你六年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。
Then in verse 16, The Lord says, It shall come about if he says to you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your household, since he fares well with you. Then you shall take an awl and pierce it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant forever.
十六节那里继续说到，他若对你说，我不愿离开你，因他爱你和你的家，且因在你那里很好，你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透，他便永为你的奴仆了。
So in that time, someone may have a debt, or there's maybe a similar reason they would sell themselves to be a slave.
那在那个时代，如果有人欠了钱或其他的原因，他们会把自己卖作奴仆。
They would work for 6 years, but in the seventh year, they would be released.
他们会为主人工作六年，但第七年的时候，他们就会被释放得自由。
And the Lord actually told them when you released a slave, you didn't just let him go, you had to give him gifts and give him much because the Lord has blessed you much.
那主也吩咐这些做主人说，你到他们第七年，你不能让他们空手而去。主如何祝福了你，你也要照样的来祝福给他们，多多给他们的礼物。
But if the slave looked and said, I really love my master, I love his household, and did not want to take those gifts, he could choose to say, I want to stay with you.
但如果一个仆人说他实在是爱他的主人，爱他主人的家，他可以拒绝接受这些礼物，然后说我要与主人一直住在他的家里，做他的仆人。
So you would actually gather a bunch of witnesses, and then you would take a big metal spike,
那你就要招聚很多的这个见证人，并且要拿一个大大的这个锥子。
So this is a pointed metal tool for poking holes in very hard things and even scratching metal.
那这个锥子就是一个尖尖的一个器具，可以让我们来刺入各种各样的东西。
And then they would take it and then they would drive it through the lobe of the ear into a doorpost and poke a hole through the servant's ear.
那就要用这个大锥子将这个仆人的耳朵在门上来刺透。
So you were serious when you made this commitment.
所以如果你要做这样的一个承诺的话，你一定要非常的严肃和认真。
And it's now publicly testified that you were permanently his servant and slave.
因为在众人面前，你就要见证说你要永远做他的仆人。
And why was it the ear that got pierced?
为什么要刺的是耳朵呢？
It was the ear to indicate that the servant now had an ear to hear what the master wanted him to do.
因为这就证明了预表了，就是说现在这个人的耳朵要来听他主人向他所说的一切的话。
And to obey the master.
并且要顺服他的主人。
Even the first verses we read there in Isaiah 50 said, The Lord awakens me every morning to have that ear to listen as a disciple.
我们最开始读到的以赛亚书50章第4节那里讲到说，主也给他受教者的耳朵，使他能听。
It reminds me even what the Lord tells us over and over again in Revelation. He says, He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这提醒我主在启示录当中一次又一次的来说圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
Do we have an ear to hear what our master is telling us?
我们是否有那可听的耳来听主人向我们我们的主向我们所要说的话呢
And are we attentive to his voice and the Holy Spirit speaking to us throughout the day?
当圣灵每一天向我们说话的时候我们是否留心来听呢
In the New Testament, we see that Paul, Peter, James, and Jude, all when they wrote their apostles, called themselves bondservants.
在新约，我们看到保罗、彼得、雅各和犹大，他们在写书信的时候，都称他们自己为主的奴仆、仆人。
Now there were times that Paul and Peter also noted that they were apostles.
那保罗和彼得也同样记载说自己是主的使徒。
And an apostle means that one that is sent out, one that is commissioned with a specific message and mission.
那使徒就讲到那些被差派出去的，他们被托付了一个特殊的信息。
So they recognized the role and the function that the Lord had appointed them to.
他们就认出了主所差派他们所要做的、所要行使的功能。
But they also recognized and viewed themselves as bond servants.
但他们同时也知道自己是主的仆人。
So the Lord may give us specific functions, or He may give us during a season something to do in the body of Christ, but it never changes that first and foremost we are disciples.
主也许会给我们一些功用，让我们在适当的时候能够在神的教会的里边来尽功用，但同时我们也要能记得，首先我们是主的仆人。
And a disciple considers himself a bond servant, wholly submitted in love to his master.
一个门徒就是认自己是主的仆人啊，把全心都献给那爱他们的主。
Now it's also important that a disciple knows how the Lord views us.
那也很重要，门徒应该明白主是如何看我们的。
Because the Lord, when He looks at His disciples, He says, "Saints, child of God, son." He sees those that He's forming into the very image and character of Himself.
当主来看到他的门徒的时候，他也如此的称呼他们，称他是自己的圣徒，是神的孩子，是儿子。看到他们如何能够一点点被磨成神自己的形象。
We need to understand the depths of His love and what He has done and made us in Christ.
我们应该知道主向着我们的爱是有何等的深，看他在神的爱里是如何的来看我们。
It is amazing grace as we sang this morning, grace upon grace.
也是像如果我们早上所唱到的，这实在是那奇妙的恩典，恩上加恩。
And when we understand the depths of that love and the depths that He went to capture our hearts, it does cause us to worship.
当我们明白他向着我们的爱有多何有何样的长阔高深，像知道他为我们的他为我们所摆上的是何等深沉的工作，也让我们在心中向他能够有所回应。
And when we know as sinners, He still looks at us as saints, and He still desires and loves us.
若我们知道他看我们为他的圣徒，他仍然是这样的渴望我们能够来跟随他。
How can we not respond in surrender and in love in return?
我们如何能够不以爱和顺服 来回应他呢
？We see ourselves as bond servants, and we delight to be in the service and in the presence and in the bondage to Him and Him alone.
那如果我们知道我们是他的仆人的话，我们也喜悦能够来为主所用，能够常常与他相连在一起。
Do we see ourselves as bond servants, and can we say as King David did in Psalm 40, verse 8, "I delight"?To do your will, oh my God. Your law is written within my heart.
我们是否看自己为基督的仆人，是否能够像大卫王一样在诗篇48章那里所讲的，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
The second thought I want to consider is that a disciple understands the value of discipline.
那第二个我所要来传达的思想就是门徒是明白并珍视管教的价值的人。
He's one that understands the value of discipline and the work of the cross in our lives.
就是那些来知道管教的价值并十字架在我们生活当中的工作的人。
Now in English we have a couple of definitions of this word discipline.
在英文当中对管教有几个不同的定义。
One is self-controlled and being a disciplined person in certain ways and the way we conduct ourselves or in pursuing certain things.
那第一个就是说要有自我的控制能力，在我们行事，在我们为人的时候要有自我的控制。
And another is, definition is training that corrects, molds, or perfects the mental and physical faculties or moral character.
那第二个就是讲到那些来指正来归正我们的物理上精神上或者是道德上的一些错误的。
So in the original language the Bible was written in Greek, they used the word paiduo.
那在这个原文当中希腊文这个词是 paiduo.
And the context was, and what they were trying to convey was this thought of a parentteaching, training a child.
那在原文当中他所要表达的那个意思就是家长来如何的管教教导自己的孩子。
Correcting, instructing.
要来改正他们要来指示他们。
Now the English word actually comes from the very same Latin root, discipulus, as the word disciple.
那英文它的词根来自同样的一个拉丁的词根 ,disciplus, 就是我们刚才讲到的那个门徒的词根。
And I found this to be very, very important.
那这一点我认为非常的重要。
And that is, from the biblical standpoint, all discipline is unto learning, training, and correction.
就是从圣经的角度来看的话，所有的管教都是为着让我们能够有学习，能够被指正。
And discipline is best defined as the work of the cross in our lives.
在我们的生活当中管教最好的说解释就是十字架的工作
which is actually a tremendous work of God's love
那实在是神爱的大能
His love to deliver us from the grasp and the bondage of this world and to conform us to the character of Christ
他的爱要把我们从这个世界的捆绑当中拯救出来要把我们变成基督的形象
Discipline is often used to show usWho we are apart from Christ so that we repent.
管教也常让我们看到若我们离了基督是什么样好叫我们能够悔改。
And in repentance, restore that relationship so that the Holy Spirit can continue to teach us and train us and show us how to walk in the ways.
那悔改就让我们能够来知道基督让我们所走的那个路该是怎样。
Because his desire is to lead us into fullness of his purpose.
因为他要我们能够来进入他生命的丰富和完全。
In Hebrews 12:7, we were reminded that it is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
希伯来书十二章第七节也提醒我们说，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢
？So God disciplines us because He loves us.
神之所以管教我们是因为他爱我们
Because of his love, he gave his all for us. He went to great depths to redeem us.
因着他向着我们的爱他把自己一切所有的都赐给我们他进入到那深渊把我们来买赎出来
And because of that love, he will go to great lengths to also discipline us because he wants us to grow up into the fullness of what he's created us to be.
那也同样因为这个爱他要来管教我们因为他想让我们来长成他要我们所磨成的形象
Discipline is actually salvation unto our souls
那这个管教也是我们魂的救恩
You know, even when we deserve judgment the Lord, he's disciplining in order to redeem and to recover
虽然我们所配得的是审判但主却要来能够买赎我们拯救我们
In 1 Corinthians 11:32, Paul tells us, when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
在哥林多前书11章32节那里讲到我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治或被主来管教免得我们和世人一同定罪。
Praise the Lord for His discipline and His disciplining hand in our life.
感谢神，因为他在我们的生活当中来管教我们。
You know, we often think of the word discipline and we go, oh, that's a hardship.
我们想到主要来管教的时候，觉得啊，这实在是一个很难过的时候。
But there is actually great deliverance in the discipline of the Lord.
但在主的管教的里边，却有那极大的救恩。
And when we understand it's meant for correction and training and for teaching us,
我们应当记得主的管教是为了能够来规正我们、指示我们、来训练我们。
He desires to be our shepherd and to lead us in the way of life.
他盼望能够做我们的牧人，能够在我们的一生来引导我们走义路。
I think it helps give context to even this very familiar verse in Matthew 11:28-29.
那为了给大家提供一些背景，如果大家记得的话，在马太福音11:28-29那里讲到
，A verse that does give us comfort at times. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
下面的经节也让我们心中常常得到安慰。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Now we think of yoke as something heavy and something restraining.
我们想到轭，就想到这实在是很重的负担，让我们不能够自由行动。
When you actually attach a yoke to an oxen to pull a plow, attaching that is what makes it.The oxen able to easily pull the plow.
那事实上，我们把这个轭来接着犁挂到牛的身上，正是这个轭让牛能够来拉动犁。
It makes it easier for him to do that without hurting himself, and it's less difficult, right?
让牛能够更容易的来拉这个犁，不至于伤害到自己。
Additionally, if you yoke together a number of oxen or a number of horses, it helps distribute and share the work and the load.
并且你让几个牛或几匹马一起来负这个轭的话，能够让他们共同担这个担子，让每个人身上的担子更轻省。
The work's much lighter, it's much easier, it gets accomplished much more efficiently.
那让大家一起就能够每个人身上所担的担子就更轻省，让他们一起能够更有效做更多的事。
But if you have a team of animals and they're pulling all in their own directions and going their own way, it not only causes great chaos, it can cause great harm.
那但如果你有一群的牛或羊，他们拉犁的时候是各自朝着自己的方向乱走的话，那不仅会带来很多的混乱，也没有任何的效果。
Reality is this earthly life we live is very difficult. It's hard at times.
我们在事实上我们在地上的生活其实真的是非常的艰难。
And it's because we are a fallen people living in a fallen world.
因为我们是一批堕落的人，活在这个堕落的世上。
But praise the Lord, there is an answer and a salvation from that difficulty.
但赞美主，因为在这艰难的当中，神给我们有这样的一个回应，有这样的一个救恩。
When we come to Jesus and we allow Him to yoke us to Himself, then there is purpose and gain.
当我们愿意来到主的面前，与他同负轭的时候，就在那里能够找到主的目的。
And when we allow Him to discipline and train us, there is rest for our souls.
当我们允许主来管教我们的时候，在那里我们就能够得着我们灵魂的救恩。
Our brother Job in Job 5:17 says, Behold, how blessed is the man whom God reproves. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty.
我们的弟兄约伯在约伯记5:17那里讲到说，神所惩治的人是有福的，所以你不可轻看全能者的管教。
Now we know that Job very much understood the work of the cross in his life and the discipline of the Lord.
我们都知道主在他的生活里面，在主的管教的里面，实在是学习了十字架的功课。
And that work was not for punishment for something he did.
而这些的管教并不是因为他所做的事情而得的惩罚。
We often mistake discipline for punishment.
我们常常把管教和惩罚混为一谈。
And there may be consequences sometimes for the sins that we commit.
有时我们会为着所犯的罪而接受惩罚。
But the Lord is not looking to punish us. He's always looking to restore us and to teach us and to train us.
但神不是要常常的来惩罚我们，他总是要来指正我们、恢复我们、改正我们。
And He's looking to bring us into the fullness of His life and purpose.
他总是想要把我们带入他那完全的生命和他完全的旨意的里边。
You know, anytime we are afflicted, it is appropriate for us to ask the Lord to search our hearts.
当我们受苦的时候，我想我们适当来求主来检查我们的心。
The psalmist in Psalm 139 said, Search my heart, Lord, see if there's any hurtful way, and lead me in the way everlasting.
在诗篇139篇那里，诗人也这样讲到说，神啊，求你检查我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
So we asked the Lord, is there anything that I, any sin that did cause this affliction? Please reveal it so I can repent.
所以当我们经受苦难的时候，也当求问主，主啊，在我里面有什么隐藏的罪，让我接受了此刻的惩罚，好叫我知道如何的悔改。
But when we see others in affliction, we're never to be Job's friends and put judgment upon them, right?
但若我们看到我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹经受苦难的时候，盼望我们不要做约伯的朋友来控告别人。
We don't know the reason for that affliction.
我们并不知道他们所经受的苦难背后是什么原因。
And we are to come alongside, and we are to pray, and we are to stand with them, and we are to say, Lord, reveal yourself.
那我们要做的是来到他们的身边，陪伴他们，一同的祷告。主啊，求你启示自己。
Draw them near to yourself.
愿他们能够更亲近你。
Job's affliction was actually a direct attack of the enemy.
约伯所受的苦难是从仇敌那里直接来的攻击。
And as disciples, we need to understand we have an enemy, the very enemy of God Himself.
那作为主的门徒，我们应该知道我们有一个仇敌，就是神，那与神为敌的。
And this enemy prowls around to see who he can devour.
这仇敌四处游行，要来寻找可吞吃的。
But we praise the Lord that He has told us that greater is He that is in us than is He that is in the world.
但感谢神，因为他告诉我们，那在我们里边的比那在世界上的更大。
And we can pray for ourselves and we can pray for others when we're in affliction. Lord, take this affliction, what the enemy may have meant for harm, and use it for good.
当我们经历苦难的时候，或者为自己，或者为朋友们，都可以如此的祷告：主啊，愿你能够让仇敌以为坏的为你所用，能够得益处。
Use it to accomplish your purpose, Lord.
愿你用这样的苦难来成就自己的心意。
There are actually several in the audience here today that attended last Monday our sister Terry Gutierrez's memorial service.
那在座的有几位在上一周参加了我们的姐妹 Terry Gutierrez 她的追思聚会。
And we heard her daughter testify of how greatly she was used during her 5 years of cancer.
我们就听到她的女儿讲到神如何的使用我们的老姐妹五年所经受的这个癌症与癌症的搏斗。
As she was in affliction and undergoing treatment, she would actually go into waiting rooms and she would pray for and encourage those that were in the waiting rooms with her.
那当他要去参加各种各样的这个治疗的时候，他就会去到那里，在等候间，然后与在等候间同样在的病人一同的来祷告，来见证神。
She would testify of Jesus to the nurses, to the doctors who were supposedly caring for her.
他就向着那些本来要照顾他的这些护士、这些医生，来向他们见证主耶稣基督。
And her focus was always on others that she would meet and others that she would be with.
他所关注的就是他每一天所见到的这些其他的人。
And her daughter came to see that the purpose of this was far beyond what they could even understand as she watched her mother minister Christ to those they were with.
所以那些所听到的就能够意识到神所让我们姐妹所经历的这些远超过人所能够理解的。
And how the Lord could take this situation and use it for His eternal gain.
神如何能够借着这样的一些经历来让他的旨意得着更完美的成就。
Her heart was that of a disciple and she sought to make others disciples.
姐妹所有的心就是一颗门徒的心，并且我们看到她也是让众人一同的来做门徒。
And she did this by allowing Christ to come through her.
他如此能做是让基督从他的里面能够活出来。
I was always amazed when I go visit her to try and encourage her. I was more blessed when I left than the encouragement I brought.
那一直让我感到惊奇的是每当我去想要来安慰他的时候我总是从他那里来得着鼓舞。
And this is not to lift up Terry, but this is to give us a glimpse of what it means to be a disciple that allows the work of the cross to bring forth life.
我不是要来高举我们的姐妹，而只是说借着她的这个经历，能够让我们看到如何让神的管教，让神十字架的工作在我们里面能够活出来，让别人得益处。
Brings great meaning to what John the Baptist said in John 3:30, where he said, "I must decrease, but He must increase."
大家如果记得的话，施洗约翰在约翰福音三章三十节那里讲到说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And we see it is our joy when he increases.
那我们看到，当主能够得以兴旺的时候，实在让我们的心中满了喜乐。
The third thought I wanted to spend some time on is this thought of a disciple response to Jesus' request to watch and pray.
那第三个我想要来传达的思想就是门徒们能够回应主耶稣向我们这样的请求，让我们来警醒祷告。
As we said, disciples are to be lifelong learners, following the Lord Jesus.
我们讲到做门徒的是要来一生的跟主来学习，来跟随他。
Always growing in relationship with him.
总是在与主的关系当中不断的来有长进。
It's really heartbreaking to know that there are many that don't enter the land.
总是让我感到非常的失望、沮丧，因为有很多的人没有进入到应许之地。
We think of the people of Israel and how they were saved out of Egypt, but yet only Joshua and Caleb entered the land.
我们想到有这么多的以色列人，他们被救从埃及出来，但最后只有约书亚和迦勒得以进入那应许之地。
The others wandered the wilderness, never growing in Christ and entering into all that he purposed for them.
那其他在旷野游行的人并没有能够在灵里面成长，他们没有能够来进入到主拯救他们所得到的那个丰满之地。
God's desire is that we do grow up, that we do enter the land and enter the fullness that he desires.
神所在我们心上的心愿是让我们能够长大，能够进入他的应许之地。
And as we grow, we learn to answer this call he gives us to watch and pray.
当我们在里边成长的时候，就能够起来回应主向我们的呼召，要警醒祷告。
Remember Jesus when he was in the garden and he was in agony praying to the Lord, sweat drops of blood.
我们记得主在克西马尼园的时候，他在极大的痛苦当中，汗如血一样流下来。
And he asked Peter, James, and John to sit nearby and watch with him.
他就让彼得、约翰和雅各在那里来等候，来警醒。
But we know what happened. He went back, and the three disciples had fallen asleep.
但我们都知道发生了什么。当他回去的时候，看到这三个门徒全都睡着了。
They were weary. They were tired.
他们在那里，他们劳累，以免他们劳累就入睡了。
And then Jesus said to him in Matthew 26:41, "Keep watching."And praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
那主就在马太福音26:41那里讲到说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So we recognize that our flesh is weak. It is hopelessly weak.
我们知道我们的肉体是软弱的，是没有盼望的软弱。
But praise the Lord, we have Christ, the resurrection life of Christ within us.
但赞美主，我们里面有主耶稣那复活的生命。
And he does not ask us as his disciples to watch alone.
他让我们不是单独在那里警醒。
He asks us to keep watch with him.
而是让我们与他一同警醒。
And he promises us he is with us till the end of the age.
他也应许我们要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
So how do we keep watch?
那我们当如何警醒呢？
Well, one way is to recognize that our flesh is weak and ask the Lord to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
那一个方面就是我们要知道我们肉体的软弱，要求主让他的灵圣灵能够来充满我们。
Jesus tells us that His Spirit was given to teach us all things and to bring to remembrance all that He said to us.
主耶稣告诉我们，他把圣灵赐给我们，要将一切的事指教我们，并要让我们想起。他对我们所说的一切话。
We need to be those students of His word that He's given us.
我们应当做他所赐我们话语的门徒。
We need to learn to meditate and even soak in this word.
那我们应当常常来思想，把自己浸到他的话里。
So the youth winter retreat, they used a phrase that I had not heard before, I must say, but I really greatly appreciated. So.
那在这个年轻人的冬令会当中，他们就讲到了一个词，是我以前没听过的，但我很感恩他们这样的来讲。
As they looked at being men and women of the Lord,
就是他们要做主的男人、女人。
The phrase they had was learning to take Bible bubble baths and soak in the Word of God.
那他们就讲到说，我们要来洗这个圣经的泡泡浴，要完全的浸在主的话里边。
I don't know about you, but I like that idea, taking some Bible bubble bath.
我不知道你怎么想，但我很喜欢这样的一个想法，就是要来洗那个圣经的泡泡浴。
But I like the connotation there of it's not just reading the word, but it's actually stopping and letting the Lord really reveal the fullness of his word to us.
那我很喜欢这里所包含的意念，就是不是只是单单读那些字，而是真的在那里来思想主的话，让他的旨意能够更完全的启示出来。
When Jesus was walking on this earth in John chapter 6, we see that he was saying some things that some people found very hard to understand.
当主在地上行走的时候，我们看到在约翰福音第六章那里，他讲了一些话，让人很难能够理解和接受。
And even though some of those that were supposedly his disciples, they just turned and they left because they could not handle the words that he spoke.
甚至那些名义上的一些门徒在听到主所讲的话的时候，他们因为没有办法接受，就转去离开了。
So Jesus turned to the initial 12 and he said, Do you also want to go away?
那主就转向这十二门徒就说你们也要去吗
And then we see Simon Peter's declaration and he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
我们看到西门彼得在那里向众人宣告说主啊你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢我们已经信了又知道你是神的圣者。
May we be those true disciples that through his word, through fellowship with one another, through the leading of his Holy Spirit, come to know him as the Holy One of God.
盼望我们能够做那些能够借着与众人的交通借着圣灵的启示让我们真知道他是神的圣者。
And may we be those that hold on, search out his promises in his word and hold on to the fact that he is with us. To the end of the age.
愿我们也能够来相信，来抓住主向我们如此的应许，他必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he has promised all the way back in Deuteronomy 31:8 that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
他在申命记三十一章那里就如此的应许我们说，他必不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
I think of Daniel that was fellowshipped with us a couple of weeks ago. Here was this slave in captivity in a foreign land.
那我们想到但以理的时候，就是几周前弟兄曾与我们分享过的，他被掳在外邦之处。
But he became a trusted advisor and a wise man to Babylonian Persian kingdoms, ruling and reigning with or over things for them.
但他却成为在巴比伦、在波斯那些帝王们所信靠的一位导师，能够与他们来同样的来掌权。
Point was, here he was apparently a captive, but he was put in great positions, and he had a job that was more difficult and challenging than any job any of us will ever have.
那我所想要说的就是，他虽是被掳的，却身上担负着一个比我们众人今天所有的更难、更有挑战的一份工作。
But Daniel had the heart and the ear of a disciple.
但但以理却有那门徒的耳、门徒的心。
And we see he was constantly searching the word, and he was constantly stopping and praying to the Lord.
我们也看到他常常的来读主的话语，来常常的停下祷告，来寻求主的心意。
In chapter 9 of Daniel, we see that he searched out and he saw where the prophet Jeremiah had said the captivity would end in 70 years.
那我们也在但以理书第九章那里看到，他读到耶利米书讲到说，这被掳的时日到70年为止。
And it said Daniel set his heart to pray and to supplicate to the Lord.
所以但以理就为着这件事情来 祈祷恳求。
He confessed of the sins of the people. He cried out for the Lord for the fulfillment of his purpose and goal.
他就为着众人所犯的罪在那里来悔改祷告并且祷告求主的旨意主的话能够来应许成就。
And the Lord answered Daniel and he showed Daniel his eternal purpose.
那神也回应了但以理并把自己他永远的旨意来启示给但以理。
Now Daniel did not physically see the return and the temple restored at that time.
但以理并没有亲眼见到圣殿被重建。
But Daniel's prayer was instrumental and Daniel saw even visions and things even greater of the Lord's eternal and overall purpose.
但但以理的祷告却在当时是至关重要的并且神所启示给他的意象是关乎那更远更久的事。
And the Lord encouraged Daniel and said his prayer pleased him.
那主也如此鼓励但以理说他的祷告让主得喜悦。
And I think it should give us insight in these days of how we pray for one another and how we pray for our children.
这也让我们能够来思想我们今天在这个世代该如何的祷告为着我们为着我们的孩子们。
And as we remain watchful in these days, when we know the Lord has promised that He is soon returning.
在今时我们要如此警醒，因为主曾这样应许我们说他就快回来。
So we remain watchful and we remain in prayer, not for just our sakes, but for His sake and for His church.
我们如此警醒，不是只为着我们自己，也同样是为着主，为着他。
It is so much bigger than us.
这事实在比我们自己更大。
But in these days, we need to know that the Holy One is seated on the throne.
即便在今日，我们也能知道那一位圣者是坐在宝座上的。
And a disciple is one that recognizes the times we live in.
那门徒们也当是知道我们所处的世代是怎样的一个世代。
We are at the end of the end of this age.
我们是在这时代的末了。
And it is the darkest hour, but it is always darkest right before the dawn.
也许此刻正是那至暗之刻，但我们应当明白，在黎明前的时刻总是最黑暗的。
So we are to be those that are alert and sober, but not anxious.
但我们应当做那警醒的，我们应该做那清醒的，但知道我们不应当为此忧虑。
You know, in Matthew chapter 8, we see a story where Jesus was in the boat with the disciples out in the water.
我们看到在马太福音第八章那里，主与门徒们在这个一个小船上。
Storm developed. It became very violent. The waves were over, splashing over them.
那当时这个海里起了风浪，这些浪就打到了船上，甚至要把他们淹没。
Boat was being tossed about, and the disciples were getting quite anxious.
当时船东摇西摆，门徒们心中倍感担忧。
And Jesus was asleep in the boat.
然而主却在那船上睡着。
Disciples actually woke Jesus and cried out and said, "Save us! We're perishing."
那门徒们就把他叫醒了，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”
And the Lord told them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?"
主却对他们说，你们这小信的人呐，为什么胆怯呢？
And Jesus spoke, and He calmed the winds, and He calmed the sea.
他就起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
I think one of the lessons the disciples learned that encouraged them, and we see even come out in some of their writings later, is this fact that the world is going to be stormy around us.
那这些门徒们在后边的故事当中所学到的一点，我想就是他发现世界在我们周围的世界也许会如风浪一般起来。
The enemy wants us to see the darkness. He wants us to be discouraged.
仇敌想让我们看到的是周围的黑暗。
But the Lord says, "Keep your eyes fixed on me, and I will bring you into rest."
但主却告诉我们要注目仰望他，我们就因他能得安息。
In the midst of the storm, we can be at rest, trusting in the Lord Jesus.
在风浪当中，我们因着信靠耶稣，就能够得享安息。
And rest is not inactive.
安息不是说我们就在那里什么都不做。
Rest is confidently trusting on the One, even if we can't physically see Him.
安息讲的是我们时刻的来信靠那一位，即便也许我们眼不得见他。
The One that is seated on the throne, the One that we can be yoked to.
那一位坐在宝座上的，那一位我们能够与他来同父一轭的。
You know, the sleep of the disciples in the garden, that was out of weakness, out of weariness.
门徒在那园子当中被四散分开，是因着他们的软弱，因着他们的担忧。
They did not have the ability to overcome that in themselves.
他们靠着自己没有办法胜过当时的艰难。
But the sleep of Jesus in the boat was total rest. He knew heaven ruled.
但主在那船当中能够安睡，是因为他知道诸天掌权。
And he knew that all things were in the Father's hand.
他知道凡事都在父的手中。
And as disciples, we take great comfort that we are in the Father's hand.
那作为门徒，我们心中应该倍感安慰，因为我们是在父的手中。
We need to understand what's happening around us in these times so that we know how to be watchful and how to pray.
我们应当对周围所发生的事情有一颗警醒的心，好像我们知道如何警醒祷告。
As we patiently wait for His soon return.
当我们如此的来耐心的等候主的再来的时候。
But we pray in accordance with His promises and with His word being fulfilled.
但我们也是照着他的应许，为着他的旨意得以成就而祷告。
Remembering that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ.
要记得天上地下一切的权柄全都赐给了我们的主耶稣。
So as we go forward in this year, may we be those disciples of Christ.
所以 在今年愿我们都做主耶稣基督的门徒。
Lifelong learners following him and growing as we walk and he leads.
愿我们一生都来跟随他，来学习他，跟随他的带领。
There is nowhere else we can go except to draw near to Christ.
除了来更亲近主耶稣，我们别无他处可去。
He has the words of eternal life.
因为在他有那永生之道。
And may we be those that are found to have the tongue of a disciple.
愿我们有那受教者的舌头。
Sustaining the weary with his word in these days.
能够每日在他的话语当中来警醒。
And being those awakened each morning to have an ear to be listening as a disciple.
愿我们每早晨能够有受教者的耳朵来被他提醒。
May our lives be those of a disciple growing to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
愿我们能够作为门徒来长成满有基督的身量。
Fully surrendered as bondservants to give him our hearts.
能够作为仆人把我们的心全然地交给他。
Those who understand and appreciate his discipline that he might increase.
愿我们能够来宝贵他在我们里面的管教，愿他兴旺。
And may we be those awake, watching and praying with him for the fulfillment of his heart's desire.
愿我们能够来警醒，与他一同祷告，为着他的旨意得以成就完全。
Finally, under the authority given to the Lord Jesus Christ, may we humbly go forth and make disciples of all.
愿我们在神所赐主耶稣的权柄的下边，我们能够去让众人做他的门徒。
Not disciples of any man, but disciples of Christ.
不是人的门徒，而是主耶稣基督的门徒。
These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
那些是无论羔羊往哪里去都愿跟随他的人。
Lord, we do thank you for your grace and that you do have a glorious purpose for which you created us.
父，我们感谢你的恩典，也感谢你在造我们的时候有那一个荣耀的目的。
We thank you that you have made a way for us to walk in newness of life.
我们感谢你为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们在新造的里面来跟随你。
That you have redeemed us from the pit and made us into your children, made us into sons.
你把我们从那深坑当中拯救出来，把我们做成你的儿女。
And that you want to continue to form us into your bride.
你要继续把我们做成你的心腹。
Lord, may we be those that are understanding of your love, understanding of your heart.
愿我们能够来明白你的心意，明白你的旨意，明白你的爱。
And that are willing to follow you wherever you go.
也让我们愿意，无论你去往哪里，都能够跟随你。
Those that surrender our hearts as bond servants to you.
愿我们如仆人一般把心全然交于你。
Lord, it's not that we have nowhere else to go. There is nowhere else we would want to go.
主不是说我们别无他处可去，而是我们不愿去往除你以外任何的地方。
We thank you for your love and for your heart for us.
我们感谢你向着我们的心意，向着我们的爱。
And we're thankful that we can cast ourselves into a loving, a holy, and a righteous God.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以把自己交托给那全然圣洁、公义、满有恩典和爱的神的手里边。
May your will be fully accomplished in our lives, in this world, in your church this day.
愿在今日你的旨意能够在我们在教会在这世界上得以成就。
In your faithful name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉您信实的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.